You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is On the Ground IPSY. I'm Lisa Berry, and we have a partnership with Concentrate Media focused on the positive things happening in our community. So I'm joined by Concentrate Media Project Manager Sarah Rigg. Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
This week you focus on the Ypsilanti Community Schools, and I recognize today's guest because she's spoken with us before. Welcome, Alina Zachary Ross, Superintendent of Ypsilanti Community Schools. How's it going?
It's going great. Thanks for having me.
You've been on the job full-time for a month or two. How long has it been?
Since July 1.
Since July 1st. School year is underway, and what are you focusing on now?
You know, we are super excited this year. We have a strong focus on our English language arts curriculum, so this time of year, we're enrolling students, getting them in class, but really focusing on what we're going to do around English language arts this year.
English language arts. When you set out to write this article, Sarah, what did you think you were going to focus on?
There's been a lot of change in the IPSY community schools. There was a consolidation, and then there's just been, you know, a lot of people moving in and out of positions. And now with Alina having a five-year contract and having some new administrators and some key roles at the grade schools and the middle school, it seemed like a good time to talk to them and sort of introduce some of the new administrators to the community so they know who they are and where they're coming from, and also just talk about some of the hopes and dreams and priorities for the next few years.
That consolidation you refer to was back in 2013 when Ypsilanti and Willow Run schools consolidated into one district. Have you had to set up a lot of new members of your team, Alina?
Absolutely. Our entire cabinet is brand new, from our assistant superintendent to finance to operations, as well as human resources.
What were you looking for when you hired those people on?
You know, I was looking for people who are passionate and committed, passionate about education, passionate about our students, passionate about Ypsilanti, and committed to being here. You heard that I'm going to be here 5 years, and I asked every single member of my cabinet, will you also commit to 5 years?
What does that five-year commitment, do you think, really bring to the table for the schools?
The five-year commitment brings stability. It brings us an opportunity to focus and an opportunity to implement. So not only do we want implementation, but we want that to be around a focus on our goals and priorities.
Now, you hire new cabinet members. What about principals? Have you had to hire a lot of new principals?
Absolutely. With the changes that we made based off of those skills and competencies. So in cabinet, Erin Rose, who was the principal of Holmes Elementary, is now the director of district operations. And Janina Harris, who is principal over at Ford, is now the associate principal at the middle school. So I needed three new principals, one at the middle school, one at Ford, and one at Holmes.
Now, Sarah, in your article for Concentrate, do you talk about mottos? The school district had mottos. Did you find that out?
Right. Yeah. We talked about two of them quite a bit. One was Stronger Together, talking about how they're trying to get everything in alignment so everybody's on the same page, that there's systems in place. So even if people come and go, the systems are still in place for consistency. And then the other one, motto we talked about was Saving Lives. And that's about the urgency of making sure these kids get a good education because they're coming from a district with lots of challenges, so it's more important, even more so than in districts with that have more resources, to give everything to these kids. And that's the message that came through really strongly in my interviews.
Do you think saving lives is necessarily a motto associated with an education system?
Absolutely, because we believe that knowledge is life or death, that power. You know, they have the opportunity to matriculate through K-12, and at the end, we want them to have the choice to make the decision, college, career, whatever it is. This is about saving their life. It's not just about K-12, but it's beyond that.
Who are you communicating that to? The students and their parents?
The students, the parents, the community. We all got life saving rafts at opening day, because it's everyone. Because when she says the part about Stronger Together, it's about the schools, it's about parents, it's about the community. All of us are stronger together when every single student's life matters, when every single student is able to leave out to become a productive citizen. I think it resonates with everyone that everyone has something to give, something that they can provide to the schools, that they can actually give to students some type of insight, experience, and it takes all of us. And so people understand that mantra of this is about saving lives. It's about life or death. Most people can go back and think about a point in their life where education mattered. And we want our students to have that opportunity as well.
And forming new partnerships, is that part of it?
It is. You know, we had the Collaboration for Change in June with our county, with EMU. And so it's part of that. Stronger Together is the sense of it's all about partnerships, using the rich resources we have here in Washtenaw County.
And what about the students? Are you trying to set up some support networks for them?
Absolutely. Our Intense Student Support Network is all about everything non-academic. We know that many of our students come into the building with all types of trauma or adverse experiences. However, we know that that is not the end. It's just one thing that they will get through. And so we know that they can do that with the supports of our community, with a network of support systems, not just the school. We cannot do this alone.
What kind of issues are these students in the Ypsilanti Community School District facing at home?
Yeah, we know homelessness is a huge issue in our community. And so with that comes lack of resources, the food shortages, needing clothing, transportation is also a big area of concern. So we want to ensure that when we look at that safety net for the students, that we are thinking about things academically, but also non-academic.
Okay, you brought it up, Alina Zachary Ross, Superintendent of Ypsilanti Community Schools. What was the change in the busing for students this year, and how's it going?
Yes, the change was to bring busing in-house. We know that with Durham Transportation, there was a lack of communication, and it just wasn't working. Buses were always late. So we worked with a national company to bring busing in-house with training and support. And so far, we've had some challenges. Yet we believe that, again, together with looking at routes, with listening to our experienced drivers, we'll be on the right track. It's only the second week of school, and we anticipate we're going to be doing better every single day.
What's making that happen?
What's making it happen is every day we're getting more and more students enrolled. And so that's a beautiful thing, yet there's a challenge because we've had to add routes. People's addresses change, so the routes need to change almost daily. So we've been on track updating the routes twice a day and ensuring we get that communication out to parents. I think that's the key, is it's going to be about communication. So I thank you as partners to help us get the word out.
And what word do you want us to get out?
Be patient with us. Work with us. Know that we're putting your students' safety first.
Do you have a time frame? When do you think you'll get it all smoothed and ironed out?
Hopefully by the end of this week. It's the second full week of school. We should be on track.
And how is enrollment this year in the Ypsilanti Community School District?
Enrollment is growing. We have added classes at especially our kindergarten classrooms. We've added three sections of kindergarten. We've had new schools of choice students in, and our English language learners have really grown this year, the population. So we're excited about the potential.
And as the new school superintendent, how's your relationship with the school board going?
It's going great. Our school board is 100% committed to our values, implementing our systems stronger together, and it's about, for them, it's really about saving lives. For them to be volunteers, they're in the buildings all of the time. They're concerned, and we've got the right people in leadership.
Sarah Rigg, what is your takeaway from the story you'll be sharing with us this week about Ypsilanti Community Schools?
Well, I had a chance to talk to five other people besides Elaine. I talked to the assistant superintendent. I talked to the principal and assistant principal at the middle school and the two new grade school principals. And one of the things I thought was interesting that came out of it that we haven't already talked about was the strategic partnerships. And one of the main concerns this year is making sure, you know, you get groups that have get a grant and they want to come in and do a study in the schools, and that's great for them and they have their agenda. But school staff is really committed to having partnerships and making them align what they're doing with what the school's goals are, rather than trying to align the schools with what these groups are doing. So these very intentional partnerships is one of the big themes that came through.
That's Sarah Rigg, Concentrate Media Project Manager. We've also been hearing from Alina Zachary Ross, the new superintendent of Ypsilanti Community Schools. Best of luck for the school year, and thanks for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.